Phoneboy Speaks, episode 265, Your Network Owns Your Phone.
I've said this before, that when you purchase a mobile phone, it's really not yours. And that's even if you buy it at full price. Because what happens is that, I don't know. I mean, first of all, the cell phone's locked, which actually you can, in most cases, you can unlock it in some way, shape, or form. iPhones are a little more difficult in some respects, but generally speaking, when you buy a phone, it's locked to it. It's unless you specifically buy what they call a SIM-free phone, which they don't sell too many of in the U.S., but you can buy them. And then even then, you can only use them on AT&T and T-Mobile. But in any case, even if you buy a phone, and you buy it and you unlock it, well, it's still really not yours, because there's some elements of it that are, of course, tied to the carrier that originally supplied the phone. There's the, you know, customizations and stuff. And you know, also, you can even, if you, there's some carriers that'll push a profile to your phone, and they won't let you do certain things as a result of that. And some phone manufacturers are better than others in that. So, for example, on this Lumia 520 I bought, which I unlocked, and so, of course, I can use any SIM card I want in it now, but one of the features in the phone I can't use because of the carrier profile that AT&T pushed to it at some point. And it's basically says that, you know, if I want to tether, I have to check with them first. Well, even if I take my AT&T SIM out, which I have, and I put a TruePhone SIM in, which, you know, TruePhone doesn't care, right? I mean, they're perfectly happy to have you tether, because they charge you by the megabyte anyway. So, it, you know, 15 cents a megabyte, it adds up, but you can do it if you want to. But I can't turn it on because of whatever profile that AT&T pushed. I mean, I know AT&T on the SIM card I have may not necessarily want tethering, and that's fine, and I'm okay with that. But this on this on this Lumia 520, if I use my TruePhone SIM, it says, you can't tether. You have to check with AT&T. Well, why do I have to check with AT&T? I didn't even have an AT&T SIM card in there. And when I try and get TruePhone to push my to push its profile down, because there's a way to do that in the SIM menu, it doesn't accept, the phone doesn't accept the profile. Well, I guess the phone came from AT&T. I'll have to try the phone in another country and see what happens when I'm, you know, outside of the AT&T footprint. But anyway, just another sort of case of your phone is not yours. And granted, you know, the phone I bought was definitely branded AT&T. It came in a Go phone box, after all. So I guess I kind of expect that. But this is just another reminder, right, that these large telcos basically own you no matter what. And maybe the European telcos are a little friendlier about it. I know some of them are, and I know some of them aren't. But, you know, we pay enough for these things, guys. Pay enough for the phones. We pay enough for the service that if we're paying for metered data anyway, then it shouldn't matter how we use it, right? If we pay for a certain amount of data, then we should be allowed to consume it however we want. But I guess the carriers don't like that. They're not keen on that. And, you know, whereas like Three in the UK, you can get your £25 or whatever, and you can use your data for anything you want. They don't care. And that's the way it should be, honestly. But yet another rant about the stupidity of the U.S. Cell phone market, and I guess the cell phone market in general, but especially in the U.S.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.